Electronic energy through life stream. When we speak of life, we speak of what the scientific world calls electronic energy. I am a cosmic dispenser of life and therefore know the actual reality of that electronic substance. Men consider life wasted and boring because they do not understand the very nature of that glorious gift of life from God's heart. From the heart of God, they are sent forth countless billions of little intelligent beings with winged sandals, shining garments, miniature crowns upon their foreheads, all carrying gifts of health, illumination, understanding, love, and light. These beings are given into the heart of the mighty I Am presence of every unascended being, and they are what the world terms life. They are eagerly awaiting passage to the world of human form, as the souls of mankind are awaiting incarnation. The presence blesses each one of these miniature beings, which you term electrons, and sends them forth to each human personality in a rhythmic pulsation, hoping that they can pass through the channel of the personal self as an open door and give their gifts into the universe. From the time they leave the aura of the individual I Am presence, they are catapulted by the emotions, thoughts, and vibratory action of the physical and etheric bodies, and their journey into the universe is completely disrupted by the disintegrating forces of the uncontrolled channel through which they pass. Their little vials are broken and their gifts destroyed, and they pass from the body with practically no animation left in their beings. The continual procession of these angelic, cherubic, seraphic beings goes on through every human being on the planet while he wears a physical body, and everyone is the constant conductor of perfection held by these intelligent little spirits that would flow through such an open door and give happiness and joy to the universe. To be an open door and to stop the crucifixion and maltreatment of the electrons passing through one's body makes such a life stream blessed indeed. For where any such a one is found, the Father entrusts more and more of his tiny messengers to that life stream, hoping in that way to balance the many who have never reached their full perfection in the outer world through the personality's discordant vibrations. Because of the service of beloved Saint Germain, limitless thousands of these little beings are endeavoring to pass through your life stream into the activity, and if you could put your personal little self aside and allow them to pass, you would learn patience, and knowing the great service your bodies render, you would be willing to remain incarnate as long as the Great Ones wish a means of conduct into the appearance world. This may be compared to the man who lay across the Tibetan abyss with his feet in the roots of one tree and his hands caught on the other side, so that the disciples of the Buddha may pass in safety and reach their master. Free-flowing stream of electronic light. As it is my privilege, responsibility, and honor to be the actual cosmic dispenser of God-qualified energy to the Earth and all her attendant evolutions, I bless the ceaseless stream of electronic light which has self-conscious intelligence as it flows from the universal I Am presence through your own white fire being, your individualized I Am presence, into the chalice of the immortal victorious threefold flame within your beating heart. The unawakened amongst men feel life as their just due and dispense it often with careless effrontery into the world about them in vicious thoughts, destructive feelings, hurtful words, and violent actions, due of course to lack of mastery over the desires and appetites of the outer self. These countless billions of electrons invested in each individual seek a safe and joyous passage through your four lower vehicles, emotional, mental, etheric, and physical bodies, blessing, raising, and renewing such vehicles in their sweeping and triumphant God-ordained descent through you to bless the universe as a whole. However, when any of the four lower vehicles impedes the free-flowing stream of electronic light in its service in, through, and around you, the electrons are temporarily imprisoned inside a casing called the substance of matter. This slows us, your own vibratory rate of activity, and also the activities of electronic light channeled through your life stream. Electronic light abides within your own I Am presence, and in rhythmic pulsation is directed through you with special gifts, blessing, and powers for your use. If, however, you have literally clogged the stream of entrance of the newly charged electronic light and have, even temporarily, imprisoned the precious release of electronic light within your four lower bodies, it can readily be seen that you, yourself, are cutting off the blessings which are destined to be yours. Beloved Jesus and His Holy Mother Mary, whom we honour during the month of May, the month of May is honorary month of Beloved Mary, and May 11th is the Feast of Jesus' Ascension. We're open channels for these light rays and ever cognizant that the electronic energy flowing through them was the power of God, I Am, which healed, soothed, and made whole each individual in distress whom they contacted while serving upon the earth and in the Father's kingdom. Go now and do likewise. The electronic light is alive within you, has intelligence, motivation, and generally the potent fire of creation. Allow it, through you, to bless yourselves free, and to, in like manner, bless all imprisoned life everywhere. This electronic light will lovingly renew muscle, bone, sinews, bloodstream, and nervous systems when allowed through your free will to do so. Beloved, these words of mine are a doctrine of enlightenment. Read them, absorb them, utilize their essence, and spread the blessings received by such contact with my presence and my consciousness. Thus are you truly messengers of my comfort flame.